I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. His show's about a rap crew without a rapper, and her friendship with white Kanye is down the crapper. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lala Ken and Adam Pally now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night, having one more round before we all put on our jammies and cuddle up with our adult baby bottles. It's too bad that my first guest no longer hands out stacks of NDAs, because that new engagement ring of hers would make for quite the paperweight. From Vanderpump Rules, please welcome Lala Kent. Hey, Lala. Great to see you. I'm looking at the ring. And he made you laugh your face off on Happy Endings and the Mindy Project, but now you can stream his new show, Champagne Ill, on the YouTube Premium. Whenever you need a break from watching cat videos. Welcome back, Bravo superfan Adam Pally. Great to see you, Adam. You know, you both look great,
thank
I have
you.
To say. And I was really commenting on both of your hair beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, God, I love both of you have great hair. And thank then you. I looked behind the bar, okay? Now, since most of us get dragged to some pretty mediocre holiday parties this time of year, you should get tickets to Ronnie's Best Christmas Party Ever. It's in New York this weekend. It stars tonight's bartender, the iconic It Must Be Christmas, Ronnie Spector, everybody. Ronnie, it's great to see you so much. I used to love seeing you on Letterman every Christmas time.
That's
so
right.
I know, but so it's great to see you.
And great to see you
again. The hair. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the hair looks great. Did you think it was odd that Sheena is casually dating Adam, the guy that she tried to set Brittany up with?
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Okay, good.
Like,
okay.
What is happening?
Yes. Did you?
I don't know. I feel like that sometimes happens. Like, you think someone's good for someone else because
right.
you actually like everything about them.
Yes.
So you wouldn't be setting them up with your friend if you didn't also think, yeah, I like them too. So
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like it was a much ado, you know?
And she also had a boyfriend at the time, so she couldn't.
Right. And she was being respectful, if you think about
Now, was it odd that Schwartz referred to Katie as his girlfriend on tonight's episode? He said to James, he was like, you know, my girlfriend is beautiful, da 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 da. Like, they're married.
Yeah, I would be rubbed the wrong way, but it's Schwartzy, so
yes.
we'll give him a pass.
Okay.
Yeah. Has there ever been a Jew named Schwartz that wasn't referred to as Schwartzy?
I don't know.
No, but I do not think for a million years that Tom Schwartz is Jewish.
He doesn't give that vibe at all.
Because he's not Jewish.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no.
What
no.
an unfortunate last name, then. Really lost the last name Lotto.
Lala, you and your man, Randall, were on Flipping Out this season.
Yes!
Which was very exciting. Jeff Lewis was working on your home. Take a look. I haven't seen this yet.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I have tile.
Sexy. We are so in sync.
Will I still be able to do some really like grand badass chandeliers?
Yes.
Make it look way richer.
It's
I mean,
approved.
Mama approves, so.
Yeah, Mama approves.
Oh, I love that.
We could spend a couple grand on accessories.
Okay, so that doesn't seem like very much.
Lala and I can kind of form an alliance. And I think that we will be much more effective together than we will be individually.
Yeah. I love Randall's reactions to everything.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Quite the Tim Allen.
Well, he doubled down on drama right here, right?
Oh, yeah. When you're with me, you got to know it's going to be a 5-star roller coaster ride.
Yes. Lala and Adam came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, James's girlfriend, Raquel, must have a background in gymnastics because when it comes to discrediting the cheating rumors, she's doing a lot of backflips. Watch.
You were at school. He's over back in L.A., everything you had sex with him and like never wanted to tell me about it.
I've watched it happen.
What do you mean?
Wake up!
So you've been sleeping with James since 2 years ago.
I've been sleeping with him for 3 years.
Frankly, I don't think Hope is a reliable source.
That's what
I need more proof.
You know that he called Katie fat?
He doesn't do it to me at all.
Yeah.
Unless he's been drinking way, way, way too much.
That's not okay.
The James that I see treats me like a queen.
Bottom line, I want to stay with James.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV and tell us, do you believe Hope? Yes or no? Adam Pally, do you believe Hope?
Yeah. I mean, it was so, that scene was so crazy because it was almost like a written sketch how in depth and accurate she was being with the description.
Right.
And how, I'm forgetting her name.
Raquel.
Thank you.
Yes.
So memorable, but also forgot her name. And Raquel is like, I just need more proof. And she was like, we were right next to you. She's like, how could I know? She's like, well, you could obviously hear it. It was very loud. He was screaming the name Hope. And she was like, that doesn't mean anything.
It's so true.
It was like crazy to watch.
Looks like you guys do believe Hope. That would be a landslide. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what. On the next Vanderpump Rules, Lala makes like an alarm clock and tells Raquel to wake up. Here's a sneak peek from the next episode. It airs next Sunday.
At Pride, I was absolutely not okay with you saying to me, you claim to support women. You're the only person, Raquel, that doesn't see it.
Wake up! Lala's
wake
up in my face.
Only. I would want to help that person and build them up instead of tear them down.
So you're telling
like
me that
you
you're
and Logan
struggling.
Did. You're bonding over talking about James.
We're bonding over the fact that my dad died, you twat.
She heard one thing that she didn't like, and boom, she dropped the dad card.
Oh. You hadn't seen that interview.
No.
No.
Not just when I think she can't get any dumber, I lose more brain cells. It's like enough.
Okay, second. Ronnie Spector is behind the bar like, oh my God. Second, the James and Raquel drama should have held a mirror up to Jackson Brittany's past, but it seemed like neither one of them were really interested in reflecting. This was kind of amazing to watch. Watch.
James and Raquel, I know she doesn't believe anything
it's
either.
The perfect girlfriend for him because he can get away with whatever he wants. She just looks really dumb.
I'm not comparing it to us at all because it was a one-time thing, but it's just like, at least like you told me the truth. You know what I mean?
That like, and, like, I don't think he would ever come out and tell her
that she needs to stand up and like be like, he can't do that.
Why would you want to be with somebody where everybody hates your boyfriend? I think the mouse falls off the wheel sometimes upstairs.
You compare me and him together, I think there was, I wanted to be a better, I wanted it. Where with him, he just doesn't want it.
Okay, here's a really interesting poll question. Go to WWHL and tell us, who is a worse boyfriend, Jax or James? Adam Pally.
James, but Jax is, like, not that great. Jax looks like if Bradley Cooper was shooting a war movie, but during training, drowned.
Oh, my God. who do you think?
I mean, I love Jaxie now, so it's like, this is hard. I mean, I think James is just
Okay, it looks like the audience agrees. It looks like it's James. Okay, finally, as a Bravo superfan, when Adam's not working on his show, Champagne Ale, he is enjoying the antics of some of his favorite champagne-drinking dignitaries. Here's what it's time for, a round of Bravo No, They Didn't. I have a bounty of Bravo questions for you. What did you think of Jax's proposal and all the money he dropped on the ring?
I think it's fairly safe. I mean, he dropped inheritance money, so, like, he didn't even know he had that before he got it, so.
Do you think Jax has truly changed?
No.
Okay. What's your reaction to Kristen's extreme pleasure about bringing Hope to Sir to accuse James of cheating?
An odd move. It's like playing chess with checkers. Like, I don't know what.
If you were Lisa, how would you handle Katie's ultimatum? Fire James or Katie's leaving?
I kind of agree with her. I think she's right. But, I mean, I feel like he gets fired a lot.
Thoughts on Rob making Sheena wait until he was done drafting his fantasy football team before breaking up with her?
Cruel and unusual.
Are you interested in tasting Jackson Brittany's beer cheese?
100%, I was riveted.
I know you just finished binging last season of New York. Were you Team Bethany or Team Carol?
Team Carol.
Describe your feelings while watching the boat ride from hell in Cartagena.
I was nauseous.
How do you feel about Luann Delicepp's cabaret star,
I think
Giovanni?
It's the greatest thing to ever happen in New York City.
Thank you very much. And you told me earlier today that you plan on going.
I'm going.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Jackie from New York. She has a question for Lala. Jackie, what's your question for Lala?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I just want to know if Lala has any concrete proof that James cheated on Raquel, or if she just heard stories like through the grapevine.
So crazy.
No, I've been there when he's like sucked on boobies at clubs. Like, I know the kids.
Well, that doesn't mean out. That doesn't
but
mean.
But we need more proof. We still need more proof.
Yeah, I
mean. Lala. Erica314 wants to know if you will change your name when you get married.
No, I'm Lala, and I will always give them Lala till the day
no,
I die.
No, I know your last name. Your last name.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, get adult-like
no,
and maybe go
no,
by my real
your
name.
No, last name.
No, of course. I so want to change my last name.
Oh, good.
Rep my man so hardcore.
Oh, nice.
I thought she meant, like, do you want to grow up and not go by a three-year-old's name? That's what
no.
I thought she meant.
No. But what is happening with sucking on the baby bottles? Still happening?
No.
Speaking of, not happening.
No.
Okay.
Now I just suck on other things.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there. I had a really good comeback, but I feel like it's over the line. Let's go to Dana from Maine. Hey, Dana, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. My question's for Adam.
Okay.
Adam, if you could toke up with one housewife, who would you smoke with?
You could toke up with one housewife.
One housewife? Ooh.
Does that mean smoke weed?
I think that means smoke weed. Okay. In the 70s. I guess I would roll a marijuana cigarette. I guess I'd smoke a jazz smoke with, I think Carol.
Carol.
Yeah,
oh, good.
I'm into Carol lately.
All right.
Yeah.
I think she would oblige you.
I bet you
yes.
Would, yeah.
Lala, Danny24 wants to know, say, congrats on your sobriety. Who from the cast has been the most supportive? How long have you not been drinking?
Today marks 57 days.
Congratulations.
The whole cast.
The whole cast.
Yeah, whenever they do shots, they always get me one of like Sprite or ginger ale, and I have the best time ever.
Adam, Rebecca T wants to know, which house husband would you like to switch places with for a day? Which lady do you find the most attractive?
You know, I'm going to say this, I'm going to get such stuff for it, but I am extremely attracted to Ramona.
Really? Let's unpack this.
I know, tell me
Let's
why.
Let's unpack this.
I don't
this.
Know. There's not much to unpack, Andy.
Wow. Really?
Yes, I don't know
you
why.
You have him on the edge of his seat.
I am on the
know.
Edge of my seat.
I have talked to you many times. It's yes. the most engaged you've ever been
yes.
with me. I don't know. I just, I there's something about Ramona. It's like blonde, who I really love that. She's like.
They're all blonde.
No, but she's like.
Most housewives
but she's,
are blonde.
But she's been consistently blonde.
Right.
And she's like milky a little, which is kind of my thing.
Milky.
She wow. is. I don't know. She like hits me in the
Milfy
sweet spot.
Milfy or milky?
Both, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is a major
I
revelation.
Know. Yeah. I love it.
Wow.
I know that you're going to get a bunch of like, this is going to be on the subreddit for sure.
Listen. No, I'm going to get a text from Ramona in about 30 seconds.
Right?
Let's go to Tara from Boston. Hey, Tara, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. I saw you and Anderson in Boston, and it was such a great show.
Thanks. Watch us New Year's Eve. What's your question for Lala?
My question for Lala and Adam.
Okay.
I want you guys to agree with Stassi when she said that Sheena was a bit of a flip-flopper.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's game time, everybody. Since it's the most wonderful time of the year, I thought we'd do a festive version of the most wonderful game in the clubhouse. It's time for Holiday Bravowood Squares. You will pick a square and listen to a holiday-themed statement and then agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row, wins. Lala, you go first. Hi, stars.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, Lala, pick a star.
Sandra.
Sandra Bernhard, center square. Sandy, what's your statement?
The word Hanukkah translates to thankful.
Is she correct or incorrect?
No.
Incorrect.
She's incorrect.
You're right. It stands for rededication. Good okay. job. She might have gotten a little help from her Jewish fiancé in the audience.
Good looking out,
okay,
babe.
Adam Pally, pick a square, pick a star.
I'd like to go with Stassi Schroeder.
Stassi Schroeder. Stassi, give it to me.
The main ingredient for latkes are apples.
Is she correct?
No.
No, she's not. It's potatoes. Adam gets the square.
Okay,
Lala, pick a square.
Let's do Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the largest snow woman measured at 50 feet.
Is she correct?
Yeah.
She's incorrect. It's 122
no.
feet.
Oh, Rance.
Okay, Adam,
do you know
Pally.
That
Well, I gotta go with Leanne Locken.
Leanne Locken, you're playing tic-tac-toe, so you do. Okay, Leanne.
The character Buddy in the movie Elf ate cotton balls when he went to the doctor's office.
Is she correct?
Yes, she's correct.
She is correct. You win the game. Congratulations, Adam Pally.
Okay. I'm a good loser.
Wow. What'd you say?
I'm a good loser.
You're a good loser.
Just Adam.
I would have thrown a fit.
You never lose.
Fucking thing.
You would have thrown a fit?
Oh, I would have. Tables would have turned. Yeah.
But you know Ramona's going to be on our OG night on Thursday night.
Well, then I guess.
Have you, by the way, have you heard about our OG night?
No, but now I guess I'm interested.
It's Nene, Vicky, Bethany, Ramona,
wow.
Teresa, and Kyle.
Wow.
Live on Thursday night. It's going to be.
Well, I'm excited about Jill
you
Zarin.
Named it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You named it Come OG Faithful.
Yes.
So lit.
Oh, Come OG Faithful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
good.
Yes. Adam. Do you, so you're, so Danielle Schneider, who's half of the Bitch Sesh mm-hmm. crew, is in Champagne
Yeah, she plays my twin sister, yeah.
Nice. So are you guys going deep about Housewives off screen a lot?
Yeah, we talk about it quite a bit. It's the show's created by David Kasp, who is Casey Wilson's husband, who is also the other half of Bitch Sesh. So when she's at production quite a bit. Talking
nice.
About it. Yeah, we can alienate quite a few people.
Nice. And Casey was in Happy Endings with you.
Yes,
course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunspear 2 wants to know, Lala, how are the girls treating you this season compared to previous seasons? Have they finally accepted you?
Yes, yeah. They saw the La La Light, and now I get all the love.
They saw the La La Light.
Yeah, what a beautiful poem. It's a gorgeous haiku.
I'm a poet. Yeah.
Adam, Colleen M. wants to know if you ever tried joining SNL at any point in your
career. Have you ever tried joining SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, I walk by all the time. And when I was a very young comic coming up, I was asked to make a tape. And I didn't take it as seriously as I should have.
Really?
And I did my tape. I recorded my tape live on a cable network show called the Staten Island Comedy Show.
Wow.
And I gave that tape to Seth. And I didn't get it back.
Right. Who was your best impersonation on the tape?
I did McConaughey asking for directions. I did... I did the worst one. This is a terrible, probably put the nail in the coffin, was I did Adam Duritz, the lead singer of Counting Crows, hosting a political talk show.
That's funny.
So it would go like this, like, say something political to me.
Trump.
Yeah.
It's time for my mausoleum. It goes to Jax Taylor, who in the January 2019 issue of Men's Health is looking season one ripped. Yeah, he looks amazing. Let's just hope that he didn't get his season 1-6 penis back, because that thing created a lot of problems. Tonight's Jackal goes to Rita Ora for wearing a full-on gown to her guest hosting gig on Live with Kelly and Ryan this morning. And that, my friends, is the 176th way you can wear Leanne Locken's little black infinity dress. I want to thank Lala, Adam, and Robbie for being here. Hey, everybody. I'm here with Lala and Adam Pally. Adam's show is streaming on YouTube Premium, Champagne Ill. Behind the bar, Ronnie's best Christmas party ever is happening now with Ronnie Spector. It comes to City Winery in New York on the 22nd and 23rd. You can go to ronniespector.com for Christmas show tickets and all upcoming U.S. tour dates. Adam, Jackie G wants to know which ex-housewife you miss the most.
Jill Zarin. I like Jill Zarin. I like, I don't know. There's something about her that I miss. It's, I don't know, very like family. Feels like my family.
Sarah Alligator for
weird ones today.
I'm a weird guy.
He wants to bang Ramona.
Right?
I didn't say that. I did not. Oh, hold on.
Let's go to Natalie from Pennsylvania. Hey, Natalie, what's your question?
Hi, guys. I have a question for Lala.
Okay.
First, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you, baby.
And I was wondering that, as a feminist yourself, how do you feel about James's body shaming comments towards Katie?
I mean, it makes me sick. I feel like we had learned from that the first time, and clearly I was the only one that realized that that was absolutely disgusting. And he's so, like, the craziest thing. Like, how can someone make the same mistake so many times? Like, what is happening?
Seems to happen on this show a lot.
It might not be a mistake. It might be just, like, a personality trait.
I know, and everyone's like, he only does it when he drinks. I'm like, so every hour of the day? I don't understand.
Yeah, he had a lot of glasses of wine at that dinner party too, which was like supposed to be a chill night.
Oh, right.
And then by the end of that night, he was like sweating and like, you know.
Let's go to Allison from Houston. Hey, Allison, what's your question?
Hey, this is a question for Adam. Okay. Because I know you're a super fan. I was wondering, do you think the friendship that's kind of kindled between Stassi and Ariana is genuine, or do you think it's kind of BS?
Well, I think Stassi's got to find her place, and it's a kind of a safe place right now. So I would say it's genuine in that, because I feel like, yeah, I would say they like each other.
Lindsay from Illinois. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
This is so fun. Sorry. My question is for both Lala and Adam.
Okay.
And I was wondering what their thoughts are on Stassi's new beau, Bo, because I adore her and Lala. And I don't know Adam, but sure.
Well, I adore you too. And I love Bobo. Anyone that can make my friends smile and laugh, I'm like, okay, you win. We'll keep you.
All right, last call of the night, Gail from D.C. Hey, Gail, what's your question?
My name is Gail Henderson. Andy Cohen played my father's song, the theme from
Oh, my God, your dad is Ron Henderson Jr.?
Actually, my dad is Ron Henderson Sr.
God, okay.
Posted it, right? But my father actually wrote and sang it.
Oh, my God. We love the song. And how wild that your name is Gail.
Yes. How about that?
It's crazy.
The same way.
Well, we love your dad, and we love to promote his song.
And I thank you, because I haven't spoken to him in a while, and it just made me want to call him.
Okay, well, I think you should call him. It's the holidays, Gail.
Yeah, I will. I promise I will.
Okay.
But thank you so much, and the episode was hilarious.
Thank you. Do you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question. I wanted to tell you that I appreciate you for playing the song.
Okay, good. But here, Gail, you got to do me a solid and now call your dad and tell him that you love the song and him.
I will tell him, but I can't tell him you gave my brother the credit for it.
Oh, I know. I knew it was either a senior or a junior, so I got it mixed up.
Senior.
Okay.
Right. But all right. I'll tell him.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gail
Henderson.
Roller coaster.
You just got dragged by
Gail. Wow,
I know, it's crazy.
That plane ran into some turbulence.
Yeah, it did. Dad, every time Gail King is on this song, we have found this song that's on YouTube called Gail King, and it's sung by this guy, Ron Henderson Sr. And he says, Gail King, you can do anything, living your life, loving your God. It's so good.
Nice.
And we play it every time. It's so good. Anyway, I want to thank Lala and Ronnie and Adam for more coming on TV.com. Good night, everybody. That was fun. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.